it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Blog Talk Radio.
With Angela Butler. The guest today is D Rock from the Yin Yang Twins and his group.
What's going on now?
What's going on with you, D Rock?
I'm good. Networking.
Networking, okay. All right.
I'm listening now when you call me in and I push it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get everybody in.
Okay. I'll wait a little bit.
All right, I'm finna, let me call.
What you
gonna call
me? Okay. All right. I think that's everybody. Okay. I've got all three of you on the line. Okay. D Rock, my first question is to you. D Rock. My first question is to you.
My bad. Where I know she was already on. Let me call the other one.
You would like to have address? They want to verify.
Hello?
Went block and that they're working properly.
Okay.
What's the one that's in the overhead?
All right. Is everybody on the line for RMA?
We got all automated.
Okay.
Can you?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Okay. Good, how
D-Rock,
are you?
What have you been?
Yeah, I'm here.
The world misses you. You guys
hey,
are huge Yin Yang twins. You are big. I mean, where have you been? The world wants to know.
Well, personally, you know, we've been doing a lot of overseas shows. You know, we've been over in Germany. We've been over in Japan. We're going to Australia in May. So, you know, just out here networking, trying to get overseas money.
Okay. All right. So you have a new group called RMA.
Yeah. Respect My Authority, which consists of myself, Tone Bone, and Billy.
Okay. Okay, so you introduced everybody. Okay. How did you meet D-Rock Rhythm?
Oh, man, he actually lives across the street from my mom, and I met him at the BET Awards about two, three years ago, and I walked up to him, and I said, hey, you live across the street from my family. He was like, you look just like your brother, like that, and that's how we first met, and then I came over to his house, and he, you know, treated me like family ever since.
Okay, so you're now part of the group RMA.
I am part of the group RMA. I am the female artist of RMA.
Okay. All right. Way to go. Okay. You have a CD out, a single out. D Rock, talk a little bit about the CD.
It's one of the worst interviewer ever.
Well, you know, it's Spring Green. We actually did it because we wanted to catch the Spring Green crowd and let you know, go down to Miami, you know, for spring break, Cancun, and all that. We heard the beat, and the beat just took
Hold
us
on,
to
please.
That atmosphere.
Hold on, please, sir. That's
yes,
a lot of noise in the background, and it's picking up to the listeners and to me. Could somebody, the noise in the background, TV or something,
yeah.
Radio?
Can you hear noise in the background?
Oh no, I got it quiet.
Okay. I know D-Rock is recognized. Are you Rhythm and
Tone Bone
recognized in public?
At the moment, not right now, but you know, some people will catch our faces from the postings on Instagram, Facebook, everything. They'll catch us and be like, someone just asked me the other day, are you in the group RMA? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, we're doing a little networking in Atlanta, so we're getting known in Atlanta right now.
Okay.
We're getting known. We got a little notarized in Miami, Florida, because I took a trip out there and I networked there with the songs Walk.
Okay. All right. D-Rock, who produced the tracks to your single?
It was produced by Jim Boy. Yeah, he actually used to work with Mr. Collie Paul. And me and Jim Boy go way back, like when we was in high school. So, you know, it kind of transpired until we already knew each other. And then I asked him for some beats, and he gave us some beats. And we just started running from there.
Okay. What inspired the single, Spring Bling?
Like I said, the beat just had that kind of vibe. Like, you know, you just was that spring break. So that's what we wanted to come with, like, you know, that spring break feel. That's why we said, you know, on the beach with that sunset.
We actually, all three of us was in there in the room. We heard the beat, and it was crazy how it all came about because D-Rock said his part, and then Tone Bone said a part, and then I said a part.
Oh, yeah.
We blended all three of those together, and it just, you know, it worked.
Okay. What is the name of your CD?
We haven't came up with the name of the album yet because we're still working on the album. We're still in construction. So, you know, we probably going to – I might want it to be self-titled, you know, because it stands for respect and authority. So I might want that to be the name of the album, let it be self-titled.
Okay. D-Rock, do any of you write your own lyrics?
Yeah, we all write our own lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that's how we come up. That's how we come up with a lot of, like, all of us throw a little input in. Like, I might say something stupid. Tonio might say something stupid. Rhythm might say something stupid. Then it just all go together because we just start saying something crazy. And then we put it all together. And it
makes sense.
That's why.
Okay. All right. This is for T-Bone and Rhythm. I'll start with Rhythm first. Is this your first time being in a group?
This is actually my first time being in an actual group. I've done a lot of writing before, but I didn't, you know, put it out there or anything like that. And when D-Rock had heard, you know, me writing or, you know, rapping or whatever and can see that I could write, you know, and I have a different kind of style about me, a different kind of appearance and everything, it's just kind of like, you know, it just happened, you know. So I've never been in a group before, but I have done some, you know, single stuff.
Okay. All right. What about you, T-Bone? Have you ever been in a group before?
Yeah, I started, anything? Actually started, huh?
Yes, go ahead.
I actually started off in a group with my brother called New Breed. And, you know, I started with that, and the passion for it wasn't like mine. So I got into it with D-Rock, me and him started talking, and that's how we formed actually RMA, from the Respect My Authority thing. So, you know, that's why I asked my sister to get in it, and we just went from there.
Okay. D-Rock, so has this CD been released yet?
We done put the single, like, just out there in the street. We've been networking it, but we haven't put it out there yet. We actually in the works on getting a deal.
Wow.
Like, we've been getting everything together, you know. We got PR. We got good management. So, you know, now we're just working on our deal, and we're about to be signed in a second.
Okay.
But the album is almost completely done.
Okay. There you go. You're still
dying. Okay. So we're going to go to break and give you guys time to collect your thoughts. I'm going to play you soon.
That's what's up.
All right, here goes.
I wanted to branch out and start doing some of my own. So, you know, at the same time, you know, we working on our album. And it's like, you know, I just felt like I wanted to do something else. I had something else that I wanted to show the world at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. It, you know, all good groups always step out and start doing something on their own. You know, Kane, he got his own solo project. You know, he a.k.a. Willie Sweet. So it's like we just still doing Yin Yang, but doing our own thing at the same time.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And the CD hasn't been released yet, right? How is this CD different from the other rappers' CD? Rhythm, you answer the question.
Say the question again, I'm sorry.
How is this CD different from, or this single different from the other rappers?
What makes our single different is, for one, it has no cuss words. We wrote this song without any cuss words. We didn't curse not one time. It's not vulgar. We're not degrading women. It's a song that kids can listen to that, you know, is just fun. It's like a fun song, a fun type song, a summertime song, springtime song. And it's just different in every aspect of, you know, music, I think, you know. And it's just something that anybody can play, you know, older folks. And that's one thing when we do network it and put it out there and pass them out, that's one thing that we kind of broaden out, you know, make sure everybody knows that it has no cuss words and anybody can listen to it. So that's one thing that's totally different from any other single I've ever heard.
Okay. Rhythm, how does it feel to be the only woman in the group?
It's amazing.
Amazing?
It's amazing. You know, I would say it's amazing, even though that, you know, Tone Bones is my brother, but we're blood brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And so we grew up together. All of us have different, you know, personalities. And, you know, I think I'm the more quiet one. And they kind of treat me, you know, both of them, D-Rock and Tone Bone, treat me, you know, exactly like family. And, you know, I feel like sometimes I get more attention.
Okay.
So it's amazing.
Okay.
Almost shedded a tear.
Almost shedded a tear.
We all have fun, though. We all have fun. They don't treat me any different. You know, they don't treat me any different. We all just have fun. We have a good time when we go out. We don't get into arguments, anything like that. So it's wonderful. You know, I'm blessed.
Okay, you're blessed. Nothing wrong with that. T-Bone, where can your fans go? Do you have a video yet? Are you making a video?
Yes, we have a video shoot planned for April 2nd in Panama City, Florida.
That's near me.
Oh, yeah, she should come on out there. Check it out.
Oh, okay.
We might put you in it.
I'm an hour from there.
We're going to put you in it.
I might put me in it. Okay.
You going to walk? All you got to do is walk.
Okay.
You can keep your pants on.
Okay.
Well, she got to take the pants off for the song.
No, Angela can keep her pants on. You're the only one that can keep your pants on.
Okay. All right.
But everybody else got to take their pants off.
You got that pants.
It's not like it says in the old school, you tripping. Old school, you're definitely tripping.
Well, and okay. one thing that I wanted to add to how we stand out, because I'm in the group, you know, this D-Rock speaking, because I'm in the group, people might look at my old music, and when I hand them the CD, it's like, ooh, no. I'd be like, no, it's all clean. You can play it for the kids.
Yes.
That's one thing what we wanted the first single to be like. You know, we're not saying that we don't cuss, but this one, this particular first single, we wanted to come out and do something different.
Okay. Has this single been played on any other radio stations or anything?
No, you're the first radio station.
Oh, I'm the first? Oh, that's
great. Yeah, they heard it here first.
Oh, okay. You heard it on Show Talk with Angela Butler first. Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
First.
But
1079. I want a shout out.
33. We need to go ahead and put that on there right quick.
I like Spring Fling. Okay. Play it.
But like, you know, we have been networking. We have been networking it since we have done it. You know, we just previously done the red carpet for the movie premiere last weekend in Atlanta. We actually went to a celebrity bowling competition in Marietta, and we hit a couple of clubs with it. So we have been networking it, and we've been footworking it. I think that's what got the attention on us. You know, we do work the social network hard, so we showing everybody that we do have the drive to get out and go get it. And that's one thing that kind of stands us out, too, because with me being in the group, I know more about it, and I get to teach them what to do, the ins and outs and the odds and ends.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's talk about the video shoot in Panama City, Florida. I'm sure the listeners from Florida want to hear this, all them seeking an opportunity to be in a video. How would they go about being in the video? I mean, how are you promoting this? The video in Panama City, Florida.
Well, we're actually doing a casting for it. We was gonna do it today, but you know, we had to do this radio interview for you.
Okay.
So we're gonna set up the casting call. But we are gonna at the same time when we do go down, we're gonna go down a little earlier so we can go do another casting call down in Panama City. So, you know, if they come there, they can get in.
Okay. All right, Panama City. Okay.
Okay.
You can also reach us on the social network. Catch us on our Instagram. We're always on it. So if you're in Florida and you want to get on it, it's at Atlanta4, at ToneBones23, and at Just Rhythm. Contact us.
Hey, or you can reach our PR. You know, our PR is at Asia Diamond.
Yeah.
And at the Social Elite. We're at the _ Social Elite.
Don't forget the underscore.
Don't forget
social,
the underscore.
Social Elite, T-E-E.
Yeah.
Oh, and our manager, KC. Our manager, KC, at KC_kiss and makeup.
The easiest way is _RMA3.
Okay.
There you go.
So, now, who are the producers behind this CD? Is it just you three?
We actually write, but like I told you, the producer that we're messing with is my old high school friend. That's Jumbo on the track. So,
okay.
You know, he's going to have majority of the music on there. But we do have a lot of other producers that we're messing with. You know, we got some producers from New York. We got some producers from L.A. We got a couple of other producers from Atlanta. You know, it's new people, but it's going to be a new sound.
Yes.
Like, we want it all
sound.
To be fresh.
Okay, yes. All right, it's very fresh and new. That you're right about the no cuss words. There are no cuss words in that single.
Radio ready.
Okay, radio ready.
This first one, we had to go to it in a different direction and a great angle, and that's what we were shooting for. And once we shot for it, we went there and we took it there. But I can tell you on the next thing, I'm gonna be feeling myself.
Okay.
Me too. I'm Gucci.
Okay.
I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci Gucci.
Okay.
This is for
D-Rock. What does the group intend to do next?
What we intend to do next is we have like the second song that we're gonna bring out. It's called "I'm Feeling Myself." I'm Gucci. I'm good. #conceited. It's like because a lot of people, don't actually feel their self, they just feel the music, and really we feel ourselves, and we're so confident within ourselves, that's what makes our music stand out, because it don't sound like nobody else. It sounds like RMA.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because a lot of people know me from Yin Yang. I have to take it out of that Yin Yang perspective and bring it to, this is something new. This ain't Yin Yang.
All right. Okay. Got a lot of listeners on the line.
What's happening, listeners?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Everybody
that's
listening.
Through the phone. @ToneBones23.
And
everybody that's listening, y'all can hit me at Atlanta 4 right now.
Hey, and y'all can hit Rhythm, the female artist of the group, at Just Rhythm. Don't put the T on the Just. J-U-S Rhythm. R-H-Y-T-H-M. There it is.
Okay.
Or you can hit all of us at _RMA3.
ToneBones. Okay.
And we control our Instagram. Nobody
else. We control everything.
Okay.
We be on it ourselves.
That's right.
It's like we control the music that we do. We in control.
That's right.
We like
Janet Jackson.
Respect. That's right. Janet Jackson in control. Okay. Okay.
Jackson is nasty.
Okay. Okay. Even though the single hasn't been completely released or anything like that. Are there any concerts or tours as of yet where you might be going? Could you give a hint?
It's in the works. But it's like wherever Yin Yang have a show, they will be opening up on the driving show. So it's like anywhere that Yin Yang is driving, RMA will be opening up.
Okay.
So it's like if you follow Yin Yang, you're following RMA.
Okay.
That's why I said Yin Yang haven't broke up. It's no bad blood. That's still my brother.
We're still my brother from another mother.
Willie Sweet is in the street.
We love you, Willie.
We love you, Willie.
All right, I have have another question. Do you, D-Rock, do you ever think you'll work with Lil Jon on this next coming, this upcoming CD?
We got one for
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One thing about it, if anybody follows Yin Yang, they would know that Lil Jon has been on every Yin Yang album that we have put out. So it would be disrespectful not to even think about not putting him on any project that I do.
Okay. All right. So are there any films in the works?
Any films? Hopefully so. You know, we some characters, so I hope that we get a TV show.
Oh, okay.
So
that's what we need. Yeah,
food.
That's
a reality show. Oh,
yeah.
My
yeah.
Lord. That'd be something. Okay.
Our TV show will actually, we would just go around just acting a fool.
Okay. All right.
Like,
hey, that's the name of the TV
anyway.
Show, Acting a Fool.
That's the name of the TV show, really?
The TV show
going to
be called Acting a Fool.
Okay.
And we just go everywhere acting a fool.
You three definitely need a reality show.
You might get us at your radio station acting a fool. You might
and
get us in the mall acting a fool. I'm
acting
telling you right here. We was in Lenox Mall the other day acting a fool. When I say we turned Lenox Mall up, they called ATD on us. ATD said, man, y'all cool. Keep doing what you're doing. And we were acting a fool. They started singing Get Low. We had white people, black people just falling all behind us, singing it to them.
Okay.
And we going to hashtag
ignite
on it.
I like that rep.
And actually, that's where I'm feeling myself started at. Because after they started saying that, after they stopped, I said, I'm feeling myself.
I'm Gucci.
Okay. This question is for all three. I'm going to start with Rhythm first. You three are relatively young to me. Okay, no, don't take offense to it, because I know it's nothing but a number. But Rhythm, where do you see yourself in your career-wise in 5 years? If you could, like, say, go into the future, which I know you can't, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are your goals?
In 5 years, I see myself hosting BET Awards.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's why I see myself. Hey. I don't put it on out there, you know? I don't put it on out there. I see myself hosting the BET Awards. I see us having some Grammys on the wall. I see us internationally known. I see all that in 5 years. I actually see that in 2014. I see that in the end of 2013. I see it. I've been seeing that since I was 7.
Okay. 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 Next is Tone Bone.
Yes.
Your career in 5 years.
He set the bar high. I just see myself with a number one hit, maybe number three, about three of them. I need just some of that. A Grammy is gonna come from Walt. You know,
okay.
I'm putting that out there, so they might as well just go ahead and call us now.
Okay, I believe that. All three of you are very talented.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Ms. Angela Butler.
Just call me Angela.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, your career?
In 5 years, I feel like they said, you know, RMA will be unreached at the peak. We will be at the peak. And at the same time, we will have everybody else that's under our wings. They will be done came up, too, at the same time. Like, we have they little brothers, them, New Breed. We're going to bring them in. And, you know, like I said, we have a lot of things that we want to put on the table. Like, we want to do the TV show. I want a Grammy out there. I want a Grammy.
I feel like
we can bring a Grammy home off the album that we're putting together, because the confidence level is high, our focus is driving, and we want it. We're hungry. I'm trying
okay.
to eat. And in 5 years, We will be able to accomplish everything we wanted to accomplish and more, and helping everybody else come up too.
That's right. We try to eat, and we don't want no Waffle House.
We talking about Benny Hama.
All right. I'm gonna play a clip of your single again, Spring Bling. Listeners, we're going to a little break. I'm playing Spring Bling by RMA.
Straight like that.
Go, girl, you go. 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 Girl, you go.
Like walking around with no pants on. Pants on. Pants on. She like walking around with no pants on.
Two-piece bikini.
Now walk.
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 On the beach that sunset.
Now walk.
Walk.
Walk. No pants on, go to Cancun, get a party on. Spring green, Miami Beach, that two-piece is Gucci. She love watching the sunset, them hits ain't Padre, cause me and you ain't done yet. She gon' catch a tan and kissing me, at the same time she kissing me. We hit Club La Vila in Panama, City Beach, a luau in Maui, right next to Honolulu. These are vacations that I want to take you. She's like walking around with no pants on.
Two-piece bikini.
Now walk,
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 walk.
On the beach that sunset.
Now walk,
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 walk.
Spring Bling, she modeling.
All right, listen, that was a clip of Spring Bling by RMA. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. So you've talked about your future pretty much, what you're going to be doing. You see Grammys in your future. I see that too.
hey, put it out there.
Thank you.
Ignite. Hey, that's the name of my album, Ignite.
What'd you say?
The name of my album is going to be Ignite.
Okay.
Act of food.
Okay. Right. Okay. I have one more question. So, D-Rock, this is for you. Did you write any of the lyrics of the song, of the single that I just played?
Oh, yeah. Any part that you heard me say, I wrote that. I wrote my verse. You know, Rhythm, she wrote the part that she said. Tone Bones wrote the part that he said. And that's what makes us so unique. You know, we come together and we help each other write our raps. You know, it ain't like, oh, you can't help me. No, we look for each other for help. Like, hey man, hey, I got one more line. What would you think I should say right here? And, you know, that's what makes a good group. Everybody's working with each other. You know, we help each other out. Instead of bringing each other down, we help each other up. You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I understand completely. You've got a string of callers. I'm not going to go lines,
I love the fans.
Because
I didn't think about
having callers. So
I'm going to tell you like this right here. If I'm in the street, I take a picture with everybody.
Okay.
And then we Instagram that thing.
I put it straight on Instagram. I tell you to put it on Instagram.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. So you have this single out, and you see Grammys in your future.
Yep.
Where do you see yourself, like, in the realm of things? You say you're still going to work as the Yin Yang Twins, and you're going to be working with RMA also. That's a lot, D-Rock. That's a whole lot.
It's really not hard, because if you have if everybody willing to work and everybody got the same drive, it's really easy to do, because you know we record songs like it's nothing, like writing is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's the networking and all the work that you have to put in what make an artist, and that's mm-hmm. what we have. You know, if when it comes down to get out there and grind, we're gonna get out there and grind. And that's why I say we see Grammys in our future, because if we have to do anything, you can depend on us being there. We dedicated, determined, and dependable. And that's what makes the group stand out, is as much as we do.
Okay.
And that's just like yin yang. You know, it's just like yin yang. It's the same way. It's like, all right, we got that dedication and that drive. That's what got us where we was, you know. That's what got us nominated for a Grammy. That's what got us platinum plaques on the wall. And so I want RMA to be just as big as yin yang.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's real good. So I guess that concludes all the questions. Oh, I have one more question. The music. Who produced the music?
Like I said, Jump Boy on the track. He does a lot of it. But if you're talking about just the actual writing, we do our own writing. We sit back every day. Like, I got a little studio in my house, so we sit in my house and just go off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like writing is nothing. And if anybody, if anybody got some beats they want to submit, we do work with new producers, and you can send them to yinyangbeats@gmail.com. Again, that's yinyangbeats@gmail.com. We always are willing to work with new producers because we want everybody to shine.
All right, good. Do you think, I already asked, did you think you were going to work for Lil Jon again? Is there anybody else that you're going to work with?
We have a session set up with Bone Crusher. You know, Bone Crusher is a longtime friend of mine, and he's working on his new album. So, you know, we're going to return the favor with that. We have
Michael Montana.
We're trying to get set up our studio session with him. And we actually going to work with John Jay from Fear Mob. We're going to do something with him. Sean Jay from Fear Mob.
Okay, Sean. Okay.
And
yeah.
I actually met when I was out in Miami shopping the thing, when I was shopping out Walk, passing the mile grinding in Miami, I met Pitbull's DJ. So we're trying to get Pitbull to feature on this Walk. So if he's listening, if anybody listening, contact me, Pitbull.
Okay.
I'm waiting on your text back.
All right. I guess that's going to be
Enough said. Lil Jon will be getting on the album. If he's not too busy, I'm sure enough going to try to get him on now.
Okay, that's good. That's real good.
We try to focus on us making our own hit. And if we could do that, we can show the world that we have something to bring to the table to where people want to come and get us to feature on their songs.
Yes, yes. And you probably will be nominated for a Grammy. Okay.
Oh, we will.
All right. Okay. I guess that concludes the interview. I thank D-Rock and RMA for coming on the show. If there's anything that you'd like to say to the listeners, please do so.
Yeah, I would like to say to all the listeners that's listening, since I first jumped into the music industry and started doing it, I always have told all my fans that I'm my fans' number one fan, because without the fans, it wouldn't be now one of us, period. So I feel like that's why I show so much love to the fans when I go out. I don't like being arrogant, stuck up, conceited. That's not me. I like to show the love back because they are the ones that buy the music. Without them, it wouldn't be no artists because they're the ones that buy the music. And I love all y'all. So y'all can catch us on our Instagram pages. I'm Atlanta Foe.
Me, Tone Bones. I'm Tone Bones 23. The number 23. With an S at the end of Tone
Bones. I'm at Just Rhythm, JUS. RHYTHM. I would also like to say, though, to the people that's listening, never give up on your dream. That's one thing I want to say, you know, because, you know, it's been a dream of mine to be in, you know, in entertainment, however I can be in entertainment as a host, as a rapper, as a writer, as whatever. And, you know, it's I'm not going to tell my age on here, but it's been a long time, you know, and that's one thing you cannot do. You cannot give up on your dream. And, you know, as long as you still have your dream, you can live up to it and make everything become a reality. Just trust God first.
Okay. T-Bonus, anything you'd like to say?
Just want to say thank you to all my fans.
we can't forget our PR and our manager.
Hey,
because they do
so
keep us working.
They keep us moving.
Okay,
so like
that's
it.
Good. Okay. All right. I guess that concludes the interview, and I thank you all for coming on the show. We're going to end the show by playing a clip.
Huh? Benjamin.
Oh, I had to shout out my homeboy Benjamin.
We ain't got no questions from the fans.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody that that I was going to. Like, is it okay if I open the lines up?
Oh yeah, you man, open the lines
okay.
up. We love the fans.
Let's see if they'll talk.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Do any of you have anything to say? The mics are open.
Yo.
Hello.
Hello.
What up? Yo, hello,
yeah,
hello.
Casey,
yo, Jimmy. Yo, what up? Yo,
hey,
I love your music.
Who's
yo, this
talking?
Your Uncle
can
you
hear me?
Yes,
oh,
I can.
Oh, what's up,
Yes.
What up, y'all?
Oh,
hey,
what's happening,
man? Yo, I just called to tell you, yo, man, I'm so proud of these guys, man. I'm real proud of these guys. I've known them since they was born.
Okay. All right.
That's what's up.
Okay.
I'm real
have
proud
another
of you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are
thank
there
you.
Any other callers that have anything to say?
Yeah, this is Antro. This is Entertainment. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know if they can, but I can.
Okay, great. D-Rock, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, great, man. First and foremost, outstanding interview. I've been listening to the whole thing. You guys had me rolling. Quite naturally, D-Rock, I'm a big fan of the Yin Yang Twins. I actually know Dennis, you guys' old manager or manager. I know him personally. And Big, also from Big TV, he's a good friend of mine, man. And, I heard the music. I heard the song, man. I'm very impressed by what you guys are doing. And my question is, you know, like I said, my name is Antoine. I actually own Music Entertainment. We currently have major distribution with Sony. Do you guys have a current distribution situation, or who are you guys currently working with?
No, we don't have now right now. We have someone in the works that we're going to go talk to, but, you know, officially we don't have now yet. So you can still get in.
Okay, well, I would definitely like to hear, you know, the direction in which you guys' album is trying to go. And, you know, honestly, see if we can put something on the table, man, for you guys.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Well, email me at yinyangdeep@gmail.com. And shoot me your information through there, and we can network.
I don't know if you remember, but I want to say it's either you or King. You actually know a good friend of mine by the name of Whitney. And what happened was, and Whitney's a guy just so you know, what happened was a little while ago, maybe about a year ago, we was actually in the process of we was in the process of working with Petey Pablo. And we was actually trying to reach out to you guys so we could get you guys on the Petey Pablo record. But, for some reason, you know, we was unable to get in contact. But nevertheless, man, I heard the song. I love the song that you guys currently are doing right now. And, I would definitely like to hear the direction of the record and, you know, see if we could do something, man. I got your email, Yin Yang D. I'm going to hit you up here shortly, man. So you have
Yin Yang Beats. Yin Yang Beats with an S. Like Yin Yang Beats with an S.
I do apologize.
Yin
Yang Beats.
Yeah, with an S. Yin Yang Beats @gmail.com.
Okay, Beats, BEATS.
Yeah.
Okay,
@gmail.com.
Okay,
well,
no problem. I'm going to shoot you an email here shortly coming from Music Entertainment. Thank you, Angela. Outstanding interview. And I look forward to, talk to you guys later. Hear more from you, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, D-Rock. Actually, you said you were trying to make connections.
Hey, shout out. It's paranoid, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's your connection. All right, Dan. Anything else you'd like to say?
Hey, listen, tap me in.
I would like to give a shout out to Dennis. You know, Dennis Anderson. He still hold me down. You know, to Death Too Big, he still hold me down too. So, you know, a big shout out to them because they keep everything networking and keep everything going and keep everything strong. And our team is just, our team and our drive is just so strong that I feel like be on the lookout because we coming and we coming strong and we coming hard.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to my mama.
At the same time, I would like to thank you for even letting us do this interview.
Oh, I'm glad you came on. I really am. I don't do a lot of hip hop or rap guests, but you know, I've always liked the Yin Yang Twins, and I was really interested in hearing the single. So you know, it's different.
Oh yeah,
the single is different, and I really enjoyed having you on the show. And you three are welcome to come back anytime.
Oh,
and you
were
the first person. And you were the first.
And
you were
the first
person.
Yes.
You were the first person.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first from the horse's mouth.
Okay. All right. all right then. Maybe I'll be hearing from you guys later on, and maybe I won't. But thank you for the interview.
Can I get an amen?
No problem.
Okay.
Amen.
All right,
girl.
Can I get an amen?
Say your thing. Say your thing.
Say your thing.
All right. Play a clip of your song again, then we're going to end the show. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, y'all.
I want to walk with you. Yeah. I want to talk with you.
Sorry about that. Wrong one.
Go, girl, you. 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 Go, girl, you.
The package go.
Like walking around with no pants. Pants on. She like walking around with no pants on.
Two-piece bikini.
Now walk.
On the beach and that sunset.
Now walk.
Spring bling, she modeling.
She like walking around with no pants on. Pants on. She like walking around with no pants on.
Two-piece bikini.
Now walk.
On the beach and that sunset.
No pants on, go to Cancun, get a party on. Spring green, Miami Beach, that two-piece is Gucci. She love watching the sunset, then hit St. Padre, cause me and you ain't done yet. She gon' catch a tan and kissing me, at the same time she kissing me. We hit Club La Vila in Panama City Beach, a loo out in Maui, right next to Honolulu.
Alright, listen, just heard a clip from RMA and D-Rock. Now, it's not R, it's completely RMA, but D-Rock was with the Yin Yang Twins. You heard a clip. So it's, when it comes out, you can go out and buy the CD or the single if you want to hear the rest of it.
If they still want to listen to it, they can go on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
Go play it on YouTube.
All right, okay. All right, everyone, have a good night.
All right, thank you, Angela. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rhythm, and thank you, T-Bone, and thank you, D-Rock.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Without you, it wouldn't be no RMA.
That's not true.
I'm just saying you the first one to play it.
Yeah,
I'll let you know, either by email
or something, how many listeners you had.
All right.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Until next time, we love you.
Okay.
We love you.
All right.
We love you.
Okay, good night. Y'all are fine.
Good night.
Good night.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.